Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Here's Rick Pearson.
No Rick Pearson this morning, this first of 2017. I am Amanda Vinicky, filling in. Amanda Vinicky, soon to be a correspondent for WTTW-TV. So see you on Channel 11 beginning on Tuesday. But for now, of course, thanks for joining me. We've got a half an hour left, and we are joining last but not least for our Sunday Spin program with Representative Ken Duncan, a Democrat from Chicago. And thanks so much, Representative Duncan, for speaking with me. I know that you are not even in Chicago, I believe, having a good little vacay, I'm hoping, along with many of your constituents, hopefully a lot of people out enjoying the beginning of the new year. So thanks.
Thank you, Amanda. Good morning to the 720 audience. Yeah, I'm breaking my vacation code by working, but it's you. So we all love our Amanda Vinicky, who gives it to us straight, no chaser. Objectively.
I do my very best. So let's get started talking about you, because you have had a really interesting year. You actually will no longer be holding that title of representative as of, what, January 11th, a hard-fought election during the primary. So can you, I guess, speak to how this year was different for you than your past career in politics? What changed?
Oh, wow.
A lot.
Where I start at the beginning of the year. Yeah, a great deal has changed for me in about 11 days. I will no longer be a state representative after serving, it'll be 15 years. And really, it's reflecting the atmosphere down in Springfield and government in general, the stagnation that we have created or that's going on at the expense of the taxpayer, quite frankly. It was also a year that, to see your own party go against you was extremely unusual, but I am also getting ready for the next chapter and how to influence public policy from the outside, given my 15-year experience. But very, very interesting year, but a great year, because sometimes losing is actually winning. So I'm very optimistic about the future going forward, and what a year, to say the least.
So, yeah, what are your plans going forward? Come January 12th, what will your job be?
You know, I'm going to do some consulting, do some sort of policy advocacy, maybe a little bit of lobbying for great causes, and just stay relevant, stay on the radar, and to communicate with constituencies all across the state and maybe the country, do some writing, but really speak to what I know, and that is politics and how that process works and what we should and can be doing to make things better for the citizenry.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about those causes, what is near and dear to your heart that you plan to be working for?
You know, what I want to do is to make sure that the public, the voters, the people who pay the taxes, are duly informed. One of the best-kept secrets in the state of Illinois, and it's especially in politics with an elected official, especially if you've been there for a number of years, is the limited amount of constituencies' knowledge towards what it is that we're actually getting accomplished and how we're getting things accomplished or why we're not getting things done. And the more you shine the light on what's happening in Springfield, very similar to what it is that this radio station does, what you do as a professional, but to come from it from a seasoned veteran, if you will, perspective, and a new medium of communication, and to talk about just how the general public, who has a sense of what's going on and what's not happening, but to really get them as close as possible to what's happening in Springfield, for example. Most people in Chicago, for example, have a stronger sense of sort of their local politics. But again, the best kept secret is Springfield, who the players are, why we're allowing certain dynamics to occur. Why is Speaker Madigan the longest serving politician or speaker in the history of the country and been in office for 46 years? And what difference does that make for our communities across the state, and particularly the Black community, where we've experienced a tremendous crime trajectory that has really devastated psychologically and physically the lives of many who love our city of Chicago, our county, and our state? But to have this black eye nationwide and actually internationally now is something that we have to get closer to and resolving. And you do that by compromising when you can, and being smart by listening to constituents or voters who know how to resolve some of these problems, such as violence, job creation, better schools, et cetera. We have to look at those from a voter standpoint, from a good sense of fresh eyes and ears on how to resolve problems.
So is it your contention that Madigan and your fellow Democrats are more to blame for the budget impasse that is once again setting in as of today, more so than Governor Bruce Rauner and Republicans?
Let's look at the timeline. I've been in for 15 years. Us Democrats have been in control every year that I've been there. The governor came in a couple of years. I mean, certainly the governor plays a big role with what we can get accomplished in negotiations. But we have control. We Democrats have controlled the House, the Senate, not once, but for 15 years, and the governorship for, 14 years, give or take 13 years? We've made progress, some progress, but the fact of the matter is we have to put people to work to make some reforms that make sense for businesses to want to come to this great state, to want to do what's right by the taxpayers. There's nowhere in the world that we should be to have the second highest of the worst, the worst of the 58 states in funding public education. We Democrats have controlled that atmosphere. We control the atmosphere of creating jobs and having business come to our state to put people to work so you can mitigate violence in Inglewood, in North Lawndale, in East St. Louis, in Peoria, in Rockford, Illinois. We've been in control of that. Again, none of us are perfect down there, but when you control every committee in the Senate, in the House, we shoulder a tremendous amount of that blame. The reason that you have Governor Rauner in office today, fighting the way he's fighting, is because us Democrats sat on our hands for quite some time when we had the opportunity to change workers' compensation reform, to change how we fund education, to come up actually with a real balanced budget. Keep in mind, we've never had a balanced budget at the end of session. We had sort of imaginary numbers that said, this is how we're going to do it because we can't do it. And so as a result, you see a mass exodus, not only of people in some of the warmer states and some sort of across the state, across the country, but a mass exodus or a large enough exodus of jobs leaving the state as well. And it's not just because of the warm weather. So those are some real intrinsic challenges that we have to address, that the General Assembly has to address. And I think the more constituency respond to to legislators, mm-hmm. is when things are going to get done. Look at what happened downstate or across the state in some of the suburban areas, with the House losing 7 seats, but a net loss of 4 seats in the House alone, a net loss of 2 seats in the Senate. So voters are starting to wake up and see or react to our inaction in many cases. And you've seen it, and you follow this. A lot of Democrats took major hits. There was only one Republican lost across the state.
Right. And we'll get back to that in just a bit. We've got to take a break right now. But thank you very much on this Happy New Year's edition of the Sunday Spin. Representative Ken Duncan got another 15 minutes with him just ahead.
This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Nope. Amanda Vinicky here, filling in for Rick Pearson. Wish him a happy New Year's, everyone, and feel free to wish Representative Ken Duncan, who I have to round out this morning's edition of the Sunday Spin with me, Amanda Vinicky. You can do so by calling or texting 312-981-7200 or tweet at us, the handle at Sunday Spin. Once again, Representative Duncan, thanks so much. We've been talking about 2016 and the craziness, or kind of, I guess, brutal fashion that really played out in Springfield, given the lack of real budget. And you had a particular role in that, given that you were a sole Democrat to really kind of step out of party ranks and really publicly criticize the longtime House Speaker Michael Madigan, wanting instead siding really with Governor Bruce Rauner on a couple of controversial votes. It seems as if that did really contribute to your losing your seat. So, wanting to know, was it worth it for you? Are looking back, was that the appropriate choice? You say it was a choice that you made to try and bring about change, but that change hasn't occurred. So what do you think there?
Amanda, I have absolutely no regret whatsoever on me making a valid choice as an elected official in voting on behalf of the people, not Bruce Rauner. It was voting to help move our state government to a competitive level, to make sure that we don't give the entire store to the, to state employees who we take care of pretty well in the state. You know, they're negotiating. My thing is, don't ever take the hands, take some of the value of representation or representing all the citizens across the state from the executive branch. We've never done that before. I wasn't comfortable for that. When you look at the city of Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel negotiates the union contract, Tony Preckwinkle, she negotiates the union contract with on behalf of county employees. All of our governors over the decades, have negotiated with state employees or employees as relates to contracts. You can't you can't put that in the hands of an arbitrator. It is imperative.
We're talking about the AFSCME union contract, which, in fact,
exactly.
We do have the governor won, and there an impasse was declared, which gives him the opportunity to implement his version of a contract, although we are seeing that fought out in court by AFSCME. But go ahead, continue. I just wanted to set the record straight for listeners there in terms of what specifically we're talking about.
Well, what we're talking about was an opportunity for me to take out of the governor's hand, out of the executive branch hand, the ability to negotiate on behalf of the citizens across the state and negotiate with state employees. Now, the fact is, no one's always 100% correct, but it is imperative that we keep tradition in having the executive branch fight on behalf of all the citizens who pay the union fees or workers, and they deserve what they can get. But you have to sit down and negotiate that in good faith. And so I did not want to take that out of the hands of the executive branch.
And there are those, Representative Duncan, who question your motives there. You say this was on behalf of the people, but there are those who say he must have gotten something from Governor Bruce Rauner. Either campaign contributions, promise of a job, something down the line. Is there anything along those lines? Can you set the record straight for those that are suspicious of your motives?
I've been voting for 15 years as a legislator on tens of thousands of pieces of legislation. I've supported the unions through and through, supported medium business, big business. I've supported legislation impacting public utilities. And the question of motive never came about. Mm-hmm. I think legislators such as myself and others down there who are going to be sworn in are going to have to make real decisions that impact people. Why is it that we're having this conversation now? Because we have a new governor, because he's successful in his own prior to coming down there. Does Mike Madigan make promises to members across the Democratic aisle in the House and Senate.
Has he with you made promises over the years?
No, no. What I'm saying is there should, that question should be answered or asked
of everybody
on behalf of what Mike Madigan has been doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's an insult, quite frankly, to say that there was a deal made. The deal was to protect the citizens of the state.
So no other deal made with Governor Rauner.
I mean, what other deal could possibly there be other than doing what's right? And, you know, if folk can't question me on me supporting the trade unions for years, for me or me supporting a stagnated job growth over the decade and a half, they shouldn't have that expectation in this regard. You know, if you look at the merits of the legislation that I voted for or didn't vote for or didn't vote on at all, that speaks for itself. You know, I can't address every innuendo or right. rumor because every legislator has to make his or her decision. But there is nowhere in the world that there should be a party alignment with not creating more jobs or protecting taxpayers during a union negotiation.
So
there
you
should
to...
be no connection or saying that there's a deal cut. The deal is to take care of the citizens who put our behinds down sit our behinds in those chairs in the House and Senate.
So you have a few more days in one of those fancy chairs on the Illinois House floor. Is there anything that you think can actually be accomplished during that lame duck session? Or perhaps because you there are those who say, you know, you're a rebel and who that you deserve to be applauded for stepping kind of out of that regular Democratic line. Those who on the other side, of course, say that you're a traitor. But regardless, given of your particular position, is there any way that you think you can help to bring about some sort of solution or change in your final days as a state representative? Or what do you think is even going to happen during that lame duck session? A lot of people are saying it is going to be just that, very lame and lacking in any sort of action.
You know, and that's the sad part of it is, of that, Amanda, is how we as Democrats allow the speaker not to act, not to even show up to most of the meetings, and to dictate to us what the terms are in terms of how it is that we're going to function as a House. If you look at the rules, they're not only unfair to our Republican colleagues, but they're unfair to members getting things done.
What rules do you mean? Explain that quickly.
If you look at the House rules and how that handcuffs us to Speaker Mike Madigan, that's a major travesty and a complete net loss to citizens across the state because legislators can't move on some of our most progressive legislation.
Not pushed that you have wanted to get through? What have you been held back in doing?
Oh, I would have loved to have expanded the film tax credit that I was the chief sponsor of originally. They create all these movies and television shows and commercial or translation jobs in the state of Illinois. I would have loved to expand that. I would love to expand the EDGE tax credit to come up with new standards of how it is that police are interacting in their training with constituencies out in the city of Chicago. I mean, I can go down the list. I would legalize marijuana. In these last years, that's business right there, right? In these last remaining days, members can demand and come up with any budget negotiation. We can come up with any progressive legislation that's going to attract businesses to the state of Illinois if we have the will to do and demand Mike Madigan do what we say as a caucus. But instead, it's a complete reverse.
Why is it that you're the only Democrat that has that? We've had a caller that says, is it possible to, quote, impeach Mike Madigan? And I don't think that is, but there is an opportunity, of course, to select a new Speaker of the House or a new leader of Democrats. We don't have much time left, but as of now, you're really the only Democrat who's publicly saying these things. Do you have other Democrats that are saying it to you or that are saying, hey, I watched what happened. I was going to go your route, but I'm too scared? Or the Speaker says, hey, I have my critics, but look, I continually get reelected. There must be some sort of success here.
Well, what the Speaker does and has done effectively it was make appointments and win elections. There is a great sense of intimidation amongst Democrats in the House of Representatives and in the Senate in fear of Mike Madigan. That is no secret. I mean, the man's been there for 46 years. He knows the lay of the land. He funnels and provides their, just as he did for me for a number of years, every aspect of getting on the ballot, every dime pretty much that is spent. He controls the Democratic apparatus of funding. That's enough fear for those who want to just sit back and enjoy the ride of being a state Democratic elected official.
And with that, I'm afraid.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, sorry, I
enjoyed that as well to some extent. So.
Well, thank you so much, Representative Duncan. Sorry to cut you off there. Just, you know, time dictates, but I do appreciate your taking the time off this morning from your vacation and giving that dedication to the listeners and constituents in Chicago. Thanks for your service, and I'll see you down in Springfield for that lame duck session.
Anytime, Amanda. Thank you.
All right. And this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN.